感谢神的恩典，赐给我有机会到美国来，和各位弟兄姊妹一同领受主宝贵的话语。
Thank God for His grace that I can come from Hong Kong to the United States to share with you God's word.
刚才我坐在下面，看见台上两边的经文。
A moment ago, I saw the two scriptures written on the side of the auditorium.
让我心里觉得很宝贵。
I felt very precious.
如果神的百姓谦卑他们自己，
If God's people humble themselves,
又祷告神
and pray to God,
神就施恩
and God will grant blessings.
神的结果呢？
And the consequences of His grace.
信望爱就充满在我们的心灵里面
and faith, hope and love will fill our hearts
谦卑
humble
是条件
and it's the condition
祷告是条件
prayer is also a condition
这两个条件绝对不可缺少
these are the prerequisites
如果我们要蒙恩我们必须谦卑祷告
If we want to receive grace, we must humble ourselves and also pray to God.
所以求神是我们在这个退休会里面。
So may God in this retreat,
每一位都在主的面前谦卑下来。
And everyone humbles before the Lord.
承认自己的需要。
Confess our needs.
祷告说主啊怜悯我。
Pray to God, O Lord, forgive us.
主啊恩待我。
O God, bless upon us.
打开我们的心
Open our hearts
在主的面前谦卑领受
Let's all humble before the Lord
但愿主的信望爱充满在我们的心灵里面
May His faith, hope and love fill our hearts
这次要我讲的题目是国度与使命
The topic of this retreat is kingdom and mission
这是很重要的信息
This is a very important message
我要从五方面来讲这个信息
I will attack this topic from five angles
晚上两场的聚会
The two messages at night
我要讲主耶稣在马太福音里面关于国度的比喻
I'll speak of the parables in Matthew which Jesus spoke of
我们从这些比喻里面找出来关于国度的基本的原则
and we'll find the basic doctrine in of kingdom
在早上的聚会里面呢
in the mornings
我要讲到国度真理的重要性
I want to speak of the importance of the kingdom
我要讲到国度的意义
I want to speak of the meaning of the kingdom
我要讲到信徒对国度真理的态度
The proper attitude toward this truth, the kingdom.
最后讲到国度的使命。
And then finally, the mission of this kingdom.
好，今天早上。
And this morning,
我们开始的时候低头祷告。
Let's begin with a prayer.
我们每一个人安静地到自己祷告。主啊，求你扩大我们属灵的容量，增加我们属灵的悟性。主啊，愿意用爱你的心来听你的宝贵的话语，就是赐下信心和顺服，与我们所听见的道调和，让你的话语对我们是活泼的，带着权柄能力的和充满恩典的，满足我们心灵深处的需要。我们这样的祈求，感谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。我们先看国度真理的重要性。
Let's begin with the importance of the kingdom.
大家都记得
，Everyone remembers，
主耶稣一开始讲到的时候
，When Jesus began to preach，
他就宣告说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。
”And he declared, "The kingdom of God is near. Repent."
后来，当主讲到将来的时候。
And later on, when Jesus spoke of the future,
他说这天国的福音要传遍世界。
He said, the gospel of this kingdom will reach the entire world.
然后末期才来到。
Then the end will come.
主当时讲是讲国度。
at the time Jesus was speaking of the kingdom.
主耶稣讲到将来的时候，还是说国度。
When he was speaking of the future, he still spoke of the kingdom.
今天我们传讲的还是天国的福音。
Today we still proclaim the gospel of the kingdom.
这福音要传遍天下。
This gospel will reach the ends of the world.
主耶稣在马太福音里面。
Jesus in Matthew
讲了很多的宝贵的信息。
Spoke of many precious messages.
马太福音一共有二十八章。
Matthew has a total of 28 chapters.
其中有十章是讲天国。
Among them, 10 out of 28 spoke of the kingdom.
那就是说，三分之一强的篇幅在马太福音里面是关于国度的真理。
It's to say that one third of Matthew is speaking of the truth of the kingdom.
由此可见，在主的心目中，国度的真理是多么重要。
Therefore, we see how important this truth to Jesus.
我们又想到《使徒行传》。
Then we see Acts.
你看最后一章。
Let's turn to the last chapter.
最后一节。
The last verse.
《使徒行传》第二十八章三十一节。
Acts chapter 28, verse 31.
也许我们从三十节开始看更清楚。
Let's read from 30.
使徒行传二十八章三十三十一节，保罗在自己所租的房子里住了足足两年，凡来见他的人，他全都接待，放胆传讲神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。
For two whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house.And welcomed all who came to see him. Boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是使徒行传的结束。
This is the end, the conclusion of the Acts.
告诉我们使徒保罗在罗马两年讲什么道理呢？
What it tells us what kind of gospel that Paul preached in Rome.
他讲神国的道理。
Paul preached the truth of the kingdom of God.
可见使徒保罗是于如何的注重国度的真理。
You can see how Paul emphasized on the truth of the kingdom.
好，这几句话让我们充分的体会圣经是何等的注重神国的道理。
These verses show us how important the Bible emphasized the truth of the kingdom.
那么我们再从今天华人教会的需要来看。这个神国的重要性。
But let's look from the angle of the Chinese church's needs to see how important the kingdom of God is.
第一点我要提出来的。
First of all,
今天华人教会在基督里需要合而为一。
Today's Chinese churches need to combine into one.
我也许应该说，今天华人的信徒在基督里需要合而为一的认识。
Perhaps I should say that the Chinese believers today should have a recognition of we need to combine into one.
而国度的真理呢，正告诉我们信徒的合一性。
And yet this kingdom of God, it tells the truth of combining into one.
国度是合一的。
Kingdom is one.
神只有一个国度。
There's only one kingdom of God.
没有两个国度。
There's not two.
所有属主的人。
All those who believe to the Lord
都在这个国度里面
All belong to this kingdom
那是我们将来的归宿
This is where we are going in the future
既然将来我们都在神的国度里面
If we all belong to this kingdom in the future
既然将来我们都是合而为一
If in the future we are one
那么为什么今天不能够合而为一呢
But why do we today separate it?
我们一看见国度的真理的时候
When we see this truth of the kingdom,
我们立刻感觉到
we suddenly feel
每一个蒙恩得救重生的神的儿女
every single Christian who believes in Christ Jesus and see him as Savior
都是属于同一个国度
all belong to the same kingdom.
我们有一位王
we have one king,
就是耶稣基督
Jesus Christ.
立刻我们就感觉到分门别类是错的
Immediately, we feel that to be separated from each other is wrong.
也许 信徒彼此之间有些不同的看法。
Perhaps we have different opinions about things.
也许有些不同的经验。
Perhaps we have different experiences.
也许对圣经有些不同的解释。
Perhaps we have different biblical interpretations.
但是虽然有这些，我们在基督里面是同属于一个国度。
Despite of all these, in Christ, we belong to one kingdom.
所以我们尽一切的所能，常常有合一的表现。
So we should make every effort to be one.
第二
，Secondly，
国度的真理给我们看见。
The truth of the kingdom shows us.
这个，这个救恩的群体性。
The completeness of salvation.
救恩的群体性，捆台性。
The thoroughness of salvation.
The collective nature.
The collective nature of salvation.
群体就是团体的意思，群体团体。
It's speaking in a collective sense.
我们常常注重个人的救。
A lot of time we emphasize on single salvation, individual salvation.
我们个人与主的关系。
Our personal relationship with the Lord.
我们个人与主的灵交。
Our personal fellowship with the Lord.
我们个人的见证。
Our personal witnesses and testimonies.
个人的。
Everything's personal.
那这是很好。
This is very good.
如果我自己没有重生得救的经验。
But if I do not have this born-again experience,
如果我和主之间没有个人的关系，
and if I do not have this personal relationship with the Lord,
如果我和主之间没有个人生命的关联，
if I do not have this fellowship of life with the Lord,
如果我没有个人的属灵的经验，
and if I do not have this personal spiritual experience,
那别的都谈不到，
and we can speak of nothing else.
但是我们要了解。
But however, we have to understand.
国度的真理告诉我们，神给我们的救恩，最后的意义不是个人性。
But the truth of kingdom tells us the final, ultimate goal of salvation is not a collective, is not an individual in nature. The salvation.
乃是集体性。
But it is a collective as a whole.
这个认识很重要。
This recognition is very crucial.
如果我们单单有个人的认识，
If we merely have the individual understanding,
那么我们一切的追求都是个人化，
and everything is individualized,
那不是神的心意。
That's not the intent of God.
神要所有得救的人合在一起，
God wants all those who are saved combined into one,
要组成他的国度，
to compose his kingdom.
国度是整体的。
The kingdom is a collective nation.
每一个得救的个人和主联系之外，还要彼此的联系。
Other than the personal individual relationship with the Lord, other than that, we still have the collective fellowship.
基督只有一个国度，只有一个身体。
Christ has only one kingdom, one body.
在身体上的肢体彼此有关系。
The limbs of a body have relationship with each other.
一个国家里面的国民彼此有关系。
A citizens of a nation have relationship with each other.
好像各位住在美国。
Perhaps you live in the United States.
美国所有的国民彼此有关系。
U.S. citizens have relationship with each other.
没有一个国民是孤立的，是独立的。
Not one single citizen is separated.
不然的话，美国就不称其为国了。
Or else we can't call the United States as a nation.
我们。中国人的外号就是一片散沙。
People call Chinese as a separated sand, a patch of sand.
沙一粒一粒的很独立。
Single grains of sand is very individualistic.
这个沙，这里沙和那里沙彼此之间不容易合得来。
Each grain has nothing to do with the other.
国家是要团结。
But yet the nation has to have a collective sense.
神的国也需要团结。
So is the kingdom of God.
这是很明显的意义。
This is a very obvious interpretation.
在以弗所书里面
，In Ephesians，
保罗讲到我们每一个基督徒，是个新人。
Paul says every Christian is a new man.
同时又告诉我们整个的教会是个新人。
Also tells us that the entire church is a new man.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
四章。
Chapter 4.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
四章二十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4:24.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
这是讲每一个基督徒是新人。
This is referring to that every Christian is a new man.
这个新人有神的形象。
This man is created to be like God.
就是真理的仁义和圣洁。
In true righteousness and holiness.
我们再看整体的教会呢。
So what is the entire church?
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
第二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
By abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations, his purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace.
这里说将两下借着自己造成一个新人。
He says here to create in himself one new man out of the two.
两下就是指着以色列人和外邦人说的。
Two, referring to the Gentiles and the Israelites.
这两方面的信徒能够归为一体，成为一个新人。
The believers of these two tribes coming together into one.
这是团体性的新人。
This is the message of a collective, collectiveness of
kingdom. 你看，保罗被圣灵感动。
You see that Paul is moved by the Spirit.
告诉我们个人的真理。一个团体的真理。
He wrote about the truth of individualism, also the truth about collectiveness.
个别的新人合在一起就成了整体的新人。
Many individual new men coming together into an entire collective new man.
所以圣灵要我们有一个团体的观念。
So the Holy Spirit wants us to have a recognition of the collectiveness of the kingdom.
不要单顾自己。
Not just thinking of ourselves.
华人基督徒有个很强的这个个人的观念。
Chinese Christians have a very individualistic idea.
有的到了极端。
Some to the extreme.
就是说我信主了，这样我自己和组织间有关系就好了，教会也不必去，礼拜堂也不必去。
I say, well, I'm saved, I'm a Christian, I don't have to go to church.
这样我自己祷告读经可以的。
I can pray and read Bible by myself.
因为我的关系是和主个人的。
Because this is a personal relationship with the Lord.
不对。
No.
这是一半的真理。
That's only half of the truth.
还有一半。
There's a second half.
是集体性的真理。
It's a collective truth.
教会是神的家。
Church is the home of God.
教会是神的国。
Church is the kingdom of God.
家人有关系。
We have relationship with family.
国民彼此有关系。
There's also relationship among citizens.
神的救恩是个人性又是集体性。
God's salvation is as well as personalized, also collective.
我们不要这样一半的真理。
We should not have just half of the truth.
我们要有完整的真理。
We should go with a complete truth.
我们也常常说每一个信徒是基督的新妇。
A lot of time we say,Christian is the wife, the new bride of Christ.
整体来说呢，教会是基督的新妇。
Collectively saying, speaking, church is the new bride of Christ.
我们又看见个人性的和团体性的。
We also see this personalized relationship as well as the collective relationship.
我们看旧约雅各的时候。
Let's see in Old Testament, in the time of Jacob.
我们看见每一个信徒是基督的新妇。
Every Christian believer is the new bride of Christ.
我们看以弗所书第五章的时候
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5
我们看第三十三十节到三十二节
Verse 30 to 32
以弗所书第五章三十到三十二节
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 30 to 32
因我们是他身上的肢体为这个缘故人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。 但我是指着基督和教会说的。
Verse 30, for we are members of his body, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church.
所以我们又看见个人性的幸福和团体性的幸福。
Here we see again the personalized new bride as well as the collective new bride.
合在一起是完整的真理。
United into one is a complete truth.
所以国度的真理让我们了解神的计划的集体性。
So the truth of the kingdom shows us the collectiveness of God's plan.
第三
Thirdly,
国度的真理告诉我们这个救恩的全备性。
And also the truth of the kingdom tells us the thoroughness of the salvation.
很多的信徒只要得救，只要不沉沦、不灭亡、不下地狱就满足了。
A lot of Christians or believers are satisfied as long as they're saved.
但是国度的真理告诉我们，我们还要有荣耀。
But the truth tells us we still have to strive for glory.
因为这个国度是荣耀的国度。
Because this is a glorious kingdom.
告诉我们，我们还要与主一同作王。
It tells us we'll reign with the Lord.
国度的真理是作王的真理。
The truth is.Of the kingdom is that we're going to reign with the Lord.
我们看一节圣经。
Let's read a verse.
罗马书。
In Romans.
第五章。
Chapter
5. 在十七节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 17.
若因一人的过犯，死就因着一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
For if by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?
在国度里面有王。
In this kingdom, there is a king.
神的旨意叫每一个在国度里面的人能够基督一同做王。
God's will for all those who are citizens of the kingdom is for them to reign.
这是神荣耀的计划。
This is His glorious plan.
这是我们荣耀的将来。
And this is our glorious hope.
哥罗西书
Colossians.
第一章
Chapter
1. 哥罗西书第一章、对不起，帖撒罗尼迦前书。
It's actually Thessalonians. First Thessalonians.
第二章
Chapter
2. 十二节
Verse 12.
帖前第二章十二节
First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 12
要叫你们行事对得起那召你们进他国得他荣耀的神
Verse 12 Encouraging, comforting and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory
神预备了国度
God prepared this kingdom
他又召我们进他的国度得他的荣耀
Also called us to come into this kingdom to receive his glory
这个国度是荣耀的国度
And this is a glorious kingdom
所以我们不是单单得救就完了
We're not merely saved
得救的意义不是不下地狱就完了
It's not just that we do not go to hell and just merely saved
那是完全的得救
It's a complete salvation
这个完全的救恩里面包裹了作王的荣耀在内
This complete salvation includes a glorious kingship
这是神的心意
This is God's intention
这是我们的归宿
This is where we're going
所以国度的真理把我们的标准提高
So the truth of the kingdom raises our status
把我们整个的观念改变
Changes our concept
我们的追求也跟着不同了
And we should actively seek after these
你看这三个要点
Look at these three truths
国度的真理让信徒合而为一
The truth of the kingdom asks the believers to become one
国度的真理让我们了解神的救恩的团体性
The truth of the kingdom tells us the collective nature of the believers
国度的真理让我们了解救恩的全备性
And the truth of the kingdom also shows us the thoroughness of the salvation
让我们有新的看见 有新的追求。
We receive new insight and we have new energy to seek after those things.
因此教会必须讲国度的真理。
So the church must speak on the messages of the truth of the kingdom.
这样我们才有一条正确的教会的路线。
Then we're on the right track.
好，现在我要开始讲国度的意义。
Now let me speak on the definition of the kingdom.
神给我们预备的国度是怎么样的国度呢？
What kind of kingdom that God has prepared for us?
我们看第一。
First,
请大家翻到哥林多前书。
Let's turn to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians,
第四章。
Chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章第二十节
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20
因为神的国不在乎言语乃在乎全能
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk and of word, but of power
不是言语乃是全能
It's not a matter of talk but of power
言语是表面
Talk is superficial
我们可以说说听听就完了
We can hear and listen, and that's all.
那是表面的，没有实际的。
It's outward, it's not practical.
不是言语，乃是全能。
But it's not a matter of talk, but of power.
全能是实际的。
Power is practical.
但是我们要问。
But we have to ask.
神的全能在他的国度里面什么时候彰显出来呢？
When does God's power manifest itself in the kingdom of God?
只有在一种的情况之下，神的权柄显出来。
Only under one condition that God's power is manifested.
就是当我们顺服神之后。
It's only when at the time when we obey God.
当我们说主啊，是的的时候。
When we cried out, Lord, yes.
所以神的国在于顺服。
So God's kingdom is a matter of obedience.
在神的国里面有位王。
In the kingdom of God, there's a king.
他是主，他是王。
He is the authority, the supreme.
他的百姓匍匐在他的面前。
His subjects fall before him.
他的百姓接受基督的主权。
The citizens of this kingdom accept his authority.
他们说主啊，主啊，主啊。
They cried out, Lord, Lord, Lord.
不但是救主，也是主。
Not only Savior, but also the Lord.
有很多的基督徒单单接受耶稣基督做他们的救主。
Many Christians merely accept Christ as Savior,
没有做主
but not as Lord.
因此他们灵性不长进。
That's why they have no growth in their spiritual life.
有一个人做了一个统计。
One did a statistical study.
他发现在新约里面。
He discovered that in New Testament,
讲救主耶稣只有二十五次。
It mentioned 25 times the word Savior, Jesus.
但是主耶稣呢有五百次。
But there are 500 times it was mentioned in the New Testament, Lord Jesus.
所以是一对二十。
It's 1 to 20.
这个比例给我们看见。
This ratio tells us,
圣经的重点不错在救恩。
It is true, indeed true, that the Bible emphasizes on this salvation.
但是救恩的终点是接受基督的主权。
But the emphasis, the main points of the salvation is to receive Christ as authority.
当我有一天了解了彼得后书的信息的时候
One day I understood the message in 2 Peter.
哎呀，我心里得到很大的帮助。
Am I discovered in 2 Peter
有四次提到主耶稣基督一个完全的名字
It mentioned Jesus' complete name four times
我们来看看
Let's take a look
第一章彼得后书第一章十一节
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 11
一章十一节这样说这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国
Chapter 1 verse 11 And you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ
我们再看
Let's read on
第二章
Chapter 2
第二十节
Verse 20.
倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽。
If they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
第三处。
Third.
三章第二节。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。
Chapter 3, verse 2. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles.
三章十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 18.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
主救主，主救主，主救主，主救主。
He mentioned Lord Savior four times.
这是偶然的吗？
Is it accident?
绝对不是。
No.
圣灵感动彼得。
The Holy Spirit moved Peter.
把救主和主连在一起。
And combine the two words, Lord and Savior.
你看彼得后书的要点就是长进。
The point of 2 Peter is to grow.
一讲到长进就有一个条件。
When we speak of growth, there is one requirement.
就是我们必须接受耶稣是救主又是主。
That is, we have to accept Jesus Christ as Savior as well as the Lord.
这个时候我们就长进。
Then we have growth.
不然我们不长进。
Or else we won't grow.
不然主是主，我是我。
Or Lord is Lord and I am mine.
当我顺服的时候
When I obey,
主就成了我的主
And this Lord becomes my Lord.
他不但是我的救主也是我的主人
Not only my Savior, but also my Lord.
基督的国度不在乎言语乃在乎表现于我们的顺服上的神的全能
The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of how we express of our obedience.
我们很容易停止在言语上。
A lot of time we easily stop a talk.
心里有了感动的时候交通。
Sometimes we're inspired, so we have fellowship.
交通完了就完了。
After the fellowship and it's finished.
交通成了个出口。
And fellowship becomes our outlet.
我心里有感动的时候。
I'm moved.
我讲道。
And I preach.
讲完了就完了。
After the preaching is finished.
那么讲道成了我的感动的出口。
Preaching becomes an outlet of my inspiration.
我心里有感动的时候，我祷告。
And I'm moved, so I pray.
主啊，主啊，主啊。
Oh Lord, Lord.
祷告完了。
After the prayer,
就完了。
And it's done.
结果我们的出口成了言语，言语成了我们的出口。
And then at the end, outlet becomes our talk, and our talk becomes our outlet.
我们要小心。
We have to be careful.
神要我们的真正的出口是顺服。
God wants our true outlet to be our obedience.
主说、啊、你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊却不照我的话去行呢
The Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and yet do not follow my commands?
这是主对那些假冒伪善的人讲的话。
And this is what Jesus told those hypocrites.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们不小心
if we're not careful,
我们就变成假冒伪善的人
we'll become hypocrites.
我们就变成很属灵的法利赛人。
We'll become very spiritual Pharisees.
你看这两个形容词矛盾吗？法利赛人和属灵的法利赛人能连在一起吗
？Are there contradictions between the spiritual Pharisees and Pharisees?
事实上是常常连在一起。
Actually, they are combined together very often.
我再说，如果我们不小心
，Once again, I'll say, if we're not careful.
我们就会成为属灵的很属灵的法利赛人
We'll become spiritual and very spiritual Pharisees
所以神的国的第一个性质
So the first nature of the kingdom of God
神的国不在乎言语而在乎全能彰显在顺服上
But it's that the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk but of power It manifests through our obedience
有一次我到一个这个美国人的教会里面去。
Once I traveled to American church,
我发现那些青年人呢，有一个很特别的一个习惯。
I discovered that the youth over there have a very peculiar habit.
他见面的时候拉手，就不是说 How are you? How do you do? 他们说
Is Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? 耶稣基督是你的主吗？
And when they greet you after the shaking of hands, they will say, instead of saying, how are you and how do you do? They will say, is Jesus Christ your Lord?
哎呀，我很受感动。
I'm greatly touched.
大概40年前。
That was about 40 years ago.
在中国大陆。
In mainland China.
基督徒见面的时候就问你得救了吗？
And Christians in China at the time, when they greet each other, they'll say, are you saved?
这是很好。
This is very good.
很好的提醒。
Very good reminder for us.
有的人听见很不舒服。
A lot of people, after they heard it, they feel uncomfortable.
口里不说,心里说,我这句不就就一定是没有关系。
They won't mention it, but they will think, well, what is it to you, whether I'm saved or not?
但是有的人心里想,到底我得救了没有?
But some will think, well, am I really saved?
我和主之间到底有没有生命的关系
？Do I really have this relationship of life with the Lord？
我重生了吗
？Am I really born again？
呀，引起自省
，It's a self examination time。
呀，结果醒过来了。
Then you're awake。
圣灵做工
，And the Holy Spirit will work。
呀，真的接受主了。
And truly accept Lord Jesus。
重生得救。
Born again。
就这个问题很好。
This question is very good。
很重要。
Very important。
但是
，But。
那个教会的弟兄姊妹
the brother and sister in the church
没有停止在这个问题上他们进一步问耶稣基督是你的人生之主吗
they did not really stop at the greeting question but they said are you, is Jesus Christ your Lord
这不是轻看得救的问题
they do not look down to the problem of salvation
乃是进一步的问题
but a further question
得救以后
after the salvation
得到了救主以后
after you receive the Savior
还得到一位主
Have you received this Lord?
这一位主管理我们的人生。
This Lord manages our lives.
我们常常在事实上对主说：“主啊，是的。”
A lot of times, on matters, we say, "Lord, yes."
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
我们的主的人生的高峰就是他在克西马尼园里面祷告说：“不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”你若要我喝这个苦杯，我就喝。
The pinnacle of Jesus' life on earth is that when he was in Gethsemane, he prayed to God, "O Lord, not according to my will, but yours. If you want me to drink this cup, I will."
国度的第二个性质
The second characteristic of this kingdom of God.
我们看哥罗西书第一章
Let's look at Colossians chapter 1.
第十三节
Verse 13
格罗西一章十三节
Colossians chapter 1 verse 13
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势把我们迁到他爱子的国里
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves
国度是什么国度是神爱子的国度
What kind of kingdom is this? It's a kingdom of the Son he loves.
在这个国度里面，我们享受神的爱子的爱。
In this kingdom, we enjoy the Son of God's love.
父爱子。
Father loves the Son.
子又爱我们。
Son loves us.
还有呢
And furthermore,
我们再看雅各书第二章。
Let's take a look at James chapter 2.
第五节
James chapter 2 verse 5
我亲爱的弟兄们请听神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人叫他们在信上富足并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的果吗
James chapter 2 verse 5 Listen my dear brothers Has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him?
神的国是什么国
What kind of kingdom is kingdom of God?
是为爱神的人所预备的国
It's prepared for those who love him
在这个国度里面
Within this kingdom
一方面有神在基督里彰显的爱
On the one hand there is this love in Christ manifest by Father
父的爱子的爱
Father's love, Son's love
同时呢又有我们爱主的心
On the other we have the love for Christ
这两方的爱合在一起
These two loves combine into one
那就是
国度的第二个基本的性质。
And this is the basic nature, second basic nature of the kingdom of God.
这是个爱的国度。
This is a kingdom of love.
在这个国度里面，我们心里充满了神的爱。
In this kingdom, our hearts are filled with God's love.
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心。
The Holy Spirit outpour God's love into our hearts.
父爱子。
Father loves the Son.
而圣灵呢，又把这个父的爱浇灌在我们心。
At the same time, the Holy Spirit outpours God Father's love into us.
那个浇灌是个丰富的字眼。
This outpouring is an abundant term.
不是一点点爱。
Not just a little bit.
那浇灌的爱。
But it's outpouring love.
倾倒的爱。
And
哎呀，丰富的爱。
It's abundant love.
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们蒙了这样的爱，从我们的里面也涌出来对主的爱。
And after we receive this great love, within ourselves, we respond with our love.
一个蒙爱的人，爱主是世界上最自然的事，对不对？
If you are loved and you love back to the Lord, it's a natural thing.
如果主不爱我，
If God does not love me,
那么我爱主，那我很特别了。
And if I love the Lord, then I'm very special.
但是如果主爱我，我不爱主，我也是很特别。
But if the Lord loves me, but yet I reject him, then it's also very special.
今天早上这个 Mr. Schaefer 问我有多少孩子。
And this morning, Mr. Schaefer asked me how many children I have.
我说呀。
I said, 5 boys.
That's a good basketball team.
A good basketball team.
But 我说, I used to have 6 boys, so one team was a reserve.
And he said, I used to have 6, so one is on reserve.
我第二个孩子小的时候
My second child when he was young
我们叫他松松是一个 endeared name 松松
And it's an endeared name We call him an endeared name 松松
他两岁的时候
When he was two
有天这个妈妈就问他
One day his mom asked him
他说问他说就是妈妈爱谁
And she asked himWho does mother love?
松松说妈妈爱松松
And 松松 replied, mother loves 松松
妈妈又问
And mother continued,
松松爱谁呢
Who does 松松 love?
这个松松就说了松松爱松松
And 松松 replies, I love myself
哦这永远忘记不了
I can never forget this
妈妈爱我爱我爱我
Mother loves me and I love me
那很多基督徒是这样
Many Christians are like this.
主爱我，我爱我。
And Lord loves me, and I love myself.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
主爱我们。
Lord loves us.
所以我们爱主。
So we love him.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because he first loved us.
约翰一书四章十九节。
First John chapter 4 verse 19.
别的都忘记，这就不要忘记啊。
If you have forgotten all scriptures, but do not forget this.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because he first loved us.
我们爱主不是我们的功劳。
It is not our good deeds that we love our Lord.
这个最自然的反应。
It's a natural response.
对爱我的主，我必然爱主。
To the loving Lord, we love him.
主的爱，我们的爱，在这个国度里面汇合。
Lord's love and our love combine into one in this kingdom.
神的计划的终点就是造成一些爱他的人。
The ultimate goal of God's plan is to create those who love him.
有一个人问我一个问题。
Someone asked me a question.
他说这个救恩的意义到底是恢复这个伊甸园的原状吗？
He said, is the meaning of salvation bringing us back to the original state of Eden?
我们在人类的堕落以前在这个伊甸园里面享受神的爱。
Before the fall, that man enjoyed God's love in the Garden of Eden.
他们没有罪
They were sinless
他们和神有一个好的关系
They had a very close relationship with the Lord
那么我们将来得救以后
But after our salvation
这个最后的那个意义是不是就是恢复伊甸园人堕落以前的那个情况呢
Is the ultimate meaning of salvation it bringing us back to the original state of Garden of Eden
我说不是
I said no
不是
No
如果回去
If we go back,
我们还要再转圈子
then we're going to come back again.
我们还要堕落
go through the cycle.
那我们就永远这样转
then we'll turn into the cycle. perpetually.
蒙恩的就有堕落，蒙恩的就有堕落，蒙恩的就有堕落，那永远没有成功。
We go through the cycle of salvation and fall one over and over again.
救恩不是复原。
Salvation is not going back to the same original state.
神在救恩里面的最高的计划的目标就是带我们到一个真正永远爱他的地步。
The ultimate goal of his salvation is to bring us into a love, a kingdom of love.
分别在哪里呢?
What's the difference then?
十字架。
The cross.
十字架。
The cross.
在伊甸园里面。
In the Eden.
为什么亚当夏娃会跌倒?
Why did Adam and Eve fall?
因为两个原因。
Because of two reasons.
第一。
First.
他们的顺服还没有受过考验。
Their obedience did not go through trials.
还不是一个自动自发的顺服。
They were not voluntary obedience.
第二个原因。
Secondly,
他们还没有真的了解神的爱。
They did not truly understand the love of God.
他们看那个分别善恶树上的果子。
They see the fruits on the tree which discern the good and the bad.
他们心里想。
They think to themselves,
神不见得爱我。
God may not love us.
哎，这个蛇讲的有道理。
The snake may speak well.
你看最好看的，一定是最好吃的，神不给我吃。
Those things which are pleasing to my eyes is probably the best, but yet he does not give it to me.
这哪里是爱？
What is this? Is it love?
他有怀疑的余地。
Then he will have doubts.
所以他吃了。
So he ate.
他觉得撒旦更爱他。
She felt that the Satan loves her more.
你看撒旦关心我，要我吃这个最好吃的，神不关心我，把这个最好吃的保留起来，不给我吃。
Satan shows concern to me as to whether I can eat the fruit, but God preserved the fruit, take it away from me.
还不晓得神的爱。
That they do not understand God's love.
还没有十字架。
There's no cross yet.
神的爱还没有最高的证明。
There was no manifestation of God's highest love.
今天呢?
But today,
有个蒙恩得救的人。
He is a person received the grace.
和亚当夏娃不同，两个大的分别。
The two greatest differences from Adam and Eve.
第一个分别。
First,
十字架。
The cross.
我们看了神的爱子在十字架上舍身流血。
We see God's beloved Son died and shed blood for us on the cross.
付了最大的代价。
Paid the highest price.
是为我。
For us.
这是历史的事实。
This is a historical fact.
这是圣经的事实。
This is a biblical fact.
我们不能否认。
We cannot deny these.
我们一看见十字架
Whenever we see the cross,
我们心里就有一个最强的神的爱的保证
And we have the strongest assurance of God's love
十字架是一个完全的答案
The cross is the complete answer for us
神啊
God
还有很多事我不明白
There are many things I don't understand
神啊我不明白为什么这个事发生那个事发生这个事发生那个事发生
I don't understand why this thing happens and that thing doesn't and so on
但是神啊
But God,
我一看你的十字架
whenever I see the cross,
我就知道你爱我
I know that you love me,
而且你爱我到极处
and you love me till the uttermost.
因此一切的问题都不成问题
So all the problems are minimal to me now.
一切都出于你的爱
Everything is out of your love.
保罗说
Paul said,
如果神不爱惜他的儿子把他给我们
If God does not love his son and gave it to us,
神岂不把一切一切最好的都给我们吗
If God loved us so much, gave his son to us, would he not give us the best?
十字架是保证。
Cross is the assurance.
亚当夏娃没有这个保证，我们有。
Adam and Eve did not have this assurance, but we do.
第二个分别。
The second difference.
现在我们用自由意志对主说主啊是的。
We use our free conscious will to say to the Lord, yes.
完全的顺服。
It's a complete obedience.
有了这两个。
We have these two things.
我们最后的结果不同，和亚当夏娃不同。
And our end, the destiny of ours is different from Adam and Eve.
我们永远的顺服神。
We obey God perpetually.
我们永远的爱神。
We always love God.
感谢神，一个这样得救的人永不会再堕落。
Thank God, if the person is saved as such, then he will not fall again.
一个这样得救的人，谁也不能把他从主的手里夺去。
If it is saved as such, no one can grab away him from God.
谁也不能把他从神的手里夺去。
No one can take him away from the hand of God.
主说我的手，他又说神的手。
Lord says, my hand, referring to God's hand.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10,
28, 29.
Verse 28-29.
谁也不能把我们从主的手里拿去，谁也不能把我们从神的手里拿去。
No one can take us away from the hand of the Lord as well as the hand of the God.
这是双重保证。
This is a double assurance.
不但主的手，还有神的手。
Not only the hand of the Lord, but the hand of God as well.
主所以这样讲，是要叫我们有一个双重保证的保证感。
Jesus said this because he wanted us to have a sense of double assurance.
感谢主。
Thank God.
这个国度是爱的国度。
This kingdom is a kingdom of love.
有些圣经对我很宝贵的意义。
A verse helped me a great deal.
哥林多前书。
It's in 1 Corinthians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
二章九节
Chapter 2 verse 9
如经上所记神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见耳朵未曾听见人心也未曾想到的
However, as it is written No eye has seen No ear has heard No mind has conceived What God has prepared for those who love him
这就是说说不出来 this, 没办法形容的
This is something indescribable.
这是人间未曾经历的。
It's saying that this kingdom has never experienced by man.
这是什么？
What is this?
是神为爱他的人所预备的一切。
This is something that God has prepared for those who love him.
由此可见。
So that we see.
神是何等重视我们对他的爱。
How God emphasized our love to him.
当我们真爱主的时候
When we truly love our Lord,
主的心得到最高的满足
And Lord's heart received the highest satisfaction.
而他为这样的人所预备的是超过一切
And what he prepared for these people is surpass all things.
所以神的一切的工作的最高的目标就是造成真爱他的人
The final, ultimate goal of his God's plan is to create those who love him.
如果你还没有爱主
If you have not loved God yet,
主的工作在你身上还没有完成
God's work has not finished in you.
如果你越来越爱主
But if you continually grow in the love toward God,
主的工作就越来越完成
And his ministry is go toward completion in you.
神就是爱
God is love.
一个属神的人就是一个爱神的人
A person who belongs to God loves God
我们在神的爱里面得到了真正的成全
We receive the completeness and thoroughness in God's love
我们要了解这个真理
Let's understand this truth
我们进神的国就进了一个爱的国
When we enter this kingdom, we enter a kingdom of love
最后
Lastly,
今天早晨最后一点，明天我还要继续讲。
The last point of this morning's message, I'll continue tomorrow.
神的国是，我要把这个次序稍微再安排一下，因为明天要继续讲。我要在好多点里面再挑一点来做今天的结束。
We prioritize the items a little bit here.
神的国是圣洁的国。
Kingdom of God is a kingdom of holiness.
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse
9. 彼前二章九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司。是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
Verse 9, But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God.
圣洁的国度。
It's a holy nation.
这个国里面没有罪。
This nation is sinless.
所以每一个进去的人
Whoever enters
必须是悔改的人。
Must be those who repent.
你看第一节。
Look at verse 1.
彼得怎么样形容那些在教会里面的人呢
How did Peter describe those who are in the church?
第一节，二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒等等等等。
Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and so on, so on.
除去。
Rid yourselves.
把这些罪都除去。
Rid yourselves of all these iniquities.
这是悔改。
This is repentance.
每一个进到这个神的国度里面的人。
Whoever enters into this kingdom of God.
必须经历真实的悔改。
Must experience this genuine repentance.
不是糊里糊涂进到神的国里面。
You do not just walk into this kingdom casually.
不像以色列人出埃及的时候，一些闲杂人混在他们当中。
Unlike when Israelites were leaving the Egypt and many other people, many different people went with them.
这些闲杂人就是将来的问题人物。后来呀，以色列人呢，除了各样的好多次的跌倒，跟这些闲杂人有密切的关系。
And all those loiterers who went along with the Israelites out of Egypt became the problem characters in the future.
这些人就是不是真正的以色列人。
They were not truly Israelites.
今天我们要经过悔改而得救。
Today we must pass through repentance into salvation.
经过悔改进入神的国。
Pass through repentance into the kingdom of God.
我记得到伯利恒去的时候。
I remember when I was in Bethlehem.
到那个纪念主降生的礼拜堂里面去看看。
I went to take a look in the church which is built in remembrance of the birth of Christ.
哎，我看发现那个礼拜堂很特别。
I discovered that church was very peculiar.
里面很大。
It was very big inside.
里面很多银子做的这个灯，很大灯。
Many lampstands built by in silver.
那个柱子都是红色的，大理石做的。
And the pillars were built by with the red marble.
但是门呢很小。
But the door was very small.
这个很小的门口。
It's a very narrow door.
这个很特别，很特别。
It was very special.
里面很好。
Inside was beautiful.
那门口很小。
But yet the door was very small.
Yeah, 我们也是一样。如果要进神的国，享受神的恩典，我们必须进窄门。
It's just like for us, when we want to enjoy God's kingdom, we have to enter through the narrow door.
我们必须把罪都放下。
We have to rid ourselves of sins.
在这个门口有十字架。
In front of the door, there's a cross.
对，我们跪在十字架前面。
We knelt before the cross.
我们仰望十字架上神的羔羊。
We fix our eyes on the Lamb on the cross.
他流血洗我们的罪。
He bled and washed away our sins.
我们用悔改的心来接受。
We accept with repentance.
我们的罪放下。
And our sins are off.
不是把罪带进去。
We do not bear our sins when we go in.
我们留在门外。
We leave them outside.
然后进去。
Then we enter.
享受神在基督里丰富的恩典。
To enjoy the abundance in Christ.
神的国是圣洁的国。
God's kingdom is a holy kingdom.
没有人能够偷进去。
No one can enter stealthily.
哎呀，最可惜的就是好多人偷进去，以为进去了。
Unfortunately, many people thought they can enter in secret.
还没有悔改。
But yet without repentance.
混进去。
They just go in, try to go in stealthily.
还以为是得救的。
They thought they're safe.
最可怜。
But unfortunately.
将来有一天。
There'll be one day.
在国度的审判台前。
Before the judgment seat of the kingdom.
他发现自己没有得救。
They will discover that he's not safe.
因为没有悔改。
Because no repentance went with it.
那是将来最悲惨的时候。
That will be the saddest moment.
感谢神。
But thank God.
圣灵光照我们。
The Holy Spirit shines light
on us. 感动我们。
Moved us.
叫我们知道到底我们悔改的内容。
So we come to recognize whether we're indeed saved or not.
我们到底是不是真的进到这个圣洁的国度里面了。